Broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 8, episode 32, episode number 347. We inch closer to 350. How's it going?
It's going.
Yeah, that's what you can all hope for.
It's true. We're here. Yeah. We're breathing air.
That is certainly true. I have
pretty good.
Yes, I tried starting my taxes today. I'm going to owe a lot of money
because
I'm a 1099.
I empathize.
I'm a 1099 employee, so I don't pay taxes during the year. So I knew, and I was kind of keeping track of what I would owe.
Mm-hmm.
But then I guess Jay didn't pay enough in taxes out of his actual paycheck, and that made the amount go up by.
Can we just
money
take a moment? That's like what I do every year. But here's the thing. This shouldn't be set up like this. It shouldn't be so fucking difficult. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't make it so stupid. And it's really infuriating.
It is. And it's also annoying because our tax rates keep going up as the thing expires and the corporations are still paying the same amount of money.
Truly. And it's not like you're making more money to accommodate the rise in taxes.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you take in inflation and corporate greed and all that stuff. Anyway, so I'm going to have to hire an accountant. I did some research today. I found some people that were highly recommended by going through the Raleigh Liberal Moms Facebook group. And then I sent out a bunch of like requests through their like, you know, contacts at us forums. And I was like, let's see who contacts me first before I have to do more work with this.
Yeah.
But I told Jay, I was like, maybe I should have found like a Republican because they hate taxes. I did not plan that right. So I might go to the regular batshit crazy Raleigh mom group tomorrow and do a little accountant search.
Compare and contrast the quality of accountant.
Exactly.
Which again, like, and like the result should like be the same. It should.
It should.
Right? It's so frustrating, the whole thing. Oh, I think that we all do need to contribute to society. I'm super not anti-taxes.
Oh yeah, I'm not anti-taxes. I knew what I was going to owe because I was keeping I used not TurboTax. HR Block had a calculator.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
And I didn't know how to set it up myself, so I kind of guesstimated what I was before she even got my 1099. But I kind of guesstimated what I was going to make, like starting in like September, October. I was like, I need to figure out what this damage is going to be at the end of the year. And I was pretty close to, I was only off by a couple of $100s. Like I was really close to what I thought I would owe, but which would have been, you know, a lot, but not like a lot. And then I don't understand, like you would think Jay claimed zero. So you would think they would take out what they're supposed to take out, which is everything. Cause we're not holding anything back,
right?
But they were like, you owe this much more plus a blah, blah, blah penalty for not paying enough.
That's my favorite. It's like, I'm supposed to somehow be an accountant and know this shit. And because I'm just a layperson, I get a fucking penalty. What the fuck?
Right? It was $480 penalty too.
Is that national thing? That if you...
That's happened to me in California before.
Okay.
Like it's based on your income and what percentage of, I think it's a percentage
it's
like of
you
like,
didn't withhold enough throughout the year. It's like, well, no shit, but I.
And I'm like, so is this penalty like just is short $480 for the year? Or like, is this the penalty out of, but no, it went up by five digits.
I totally feel you.
I mean, I guess maybe that's a good thing that New York City taxes are so high. I never have to pay because they take
so
much out.
But I just take
half
it.
Your paycheck just gone in taxes.
But just
goodbye.
Just away. I don't want to see the money if it's gonna. But I don't know these things.
Yeah, but I knew
is not knowing how to fill out W-2 because or W-4. I always get them confused.
W-2.
W-2 is
the W-2. That
you get back when you fill out when you get hired, and W-4 is the
one.
Yeah. So okay. W-4, well, it depends on if you're like a salaried employee. I think you're W-4.
And but if the you're paperwork
like a so freelance, the... you're a different. I can ask Daniel. No.
Well, in any case, the paperwork you fill out when you get a new job.
The freelancer is 1099- whatever the other code is.
That's what it is.
Because I'm NEC, but when Jay gets the money for Google, like the that's MISC. So there's a different. There's different ones. Yeah. Huh. Sorry. Yeah.
Miscellaneous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but like the fact that like.
Like you Google, know, like I mean, what... the AdSense stuff for Geek Dead Life. But yes, yeah, sorry.
I'm
sorry.
Right. Yeah. No, but like filling out that paperwork when you get a new job. And I mean, I'll do it differently in the future. But when I got my job like 12, 13 years ago, like I followed the instructions. So it says put one for yourself. And then it says put one if you're married. And the, and so like you end up with two. And then I'm told, oh, no, you actually shouldn't do it.
Zero.
Like, yeah. But it's like I followed the fucking instructions. Why didn't you make the instructions clear? Why did why are we even doing this? Like, come to find out as a full-grown adult, like, this is, like, a relic, maybe, of, like, when people had one-income households more commonly. Like, the fuck? And and then to change it, it's very confusing as well. And not to mention that they, like, changed everything. And, it's just, it's so stupid. We, like, we are smart as a country.
Yeah.
Like, we, I believe in us. We fucking put a man on the moon. How can we not figure this out? How can we not have a better system?
I agree.
Bullshit.
I agree. My aunt had always told us, because I got hit in taxes 1 year for doing the same thing as you. Mm-hmm. And then I was actually, I was advised by, I think I was advised by the HR person at my previous longtime job, where she was like, I would claim zero if I were you, because you will owe money in taxes. And she was, and you know, she was right. I talked to my aunt, and my aunt was like, oh yeah, I always claim zero. And then I withhold an additional blah, blah, blah. I don't remember what she said, from my paycheck. So I don't owe. And then I went geocaching with a friend last week, and she said the same thing, that in order to not owe taxes each year, she withholds, I think it's like, she does zero, and then she withholds like $200 per paycheck. So that way it adds up. And I'm like, holy shit. Like,
yeah.
I don't think I can do that, but like,
what are we doing here?
It's crazy.
So many people owe taxes.
Well, more people owe taxes this year than in previous years, again, because the tax cut stuff expires each year now. Mm. And I've seen more people on social media complaining about how they got a big refund in the past. They didn't do anything different, especially now because the salt tax, they capped the salt tax. So like, you really, it doesn't make sense to do the itemized deduction, like by writing off your charity stuff and your mortgage rate and all your mortgage interest and all that, because
I know I got nothing for that.
I know I got nothing too. I was like,
I finally own a home and I don't even get the benefit.
See, so at least this is the first year I'm going to be itemizing, because I'm filing with Daniel, and because he's freelance, he always like writes everything off. Because
that's awesome.
So yeah. I'm like,
see, now I was prompted to write things off as an expense.
I think that's what he did.
Instead of I'm like a big deduction.
To be turning over the keys to his accountant.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to get an account. Like I said,
my tiny bit of tax documents. Let me know how else I can help you.
You know, we actually even had a smaller amount of tax documents this year than in previous years.
Damn.
I think last year, Jay and I both had two jobs throughout the year. So I had to put in four WT forms.
Yeah.
And then we had, because he had the high deductible HSA. So then I had to account for anything over what they contributed, because we did contribute to that. So, and then we had all the Geek Dead Life stuff. So last year's taxes, if you remember, were a huge headache.
I don't know why you don't pay an accountant. Like, you have made a case for why that would be a great plan.
If anybody out there listening is an accountant and wants to help me, I need somebody at the very least to help me set up how I pay my taxes quarterly, which I know I should be doing. And I knew I should have been doing this whole time. But like, I was like, oh, I'll deal with it at the end of the year. I'm getting an accountant. They can set me up. Well, I don't want to pay it all at once.
Turns out.
So when you were like keeping track,
that was a shitty idea.
Were you like squirreling that money away, or were you just like keeping track?
Just kind of keeping track. I was using it to pay off debt, actually.
Which nice. I mean,
which is smart.
Which is ironic now because
a financial planner would tell you that's also a noble cause.
Well, because my thing was like, all right, this has higher interest.
Yeah.
Let me pay this down. And then worst case with the government, I think I can do something where you pay like monthly for your taxes, which I don't want to do by any means, like at all. So I'm going to try to avoid doing that. But like, that was always my justification. If this calculator is wrong and I owe four times what I think I owe, which will then be like triple what was the debt I was trying to pay off. So whatever. So anyway, yeah, good times. Gay taxes. Holler at me if you know anything. Hit me up if you know anything about any of this and can help me.
Because again, why do we have to pay money to pay money?
Wait, what?
Why do we have to pay money? Why do we have to pay like an
to file
H&R Block?
Whatever,
to pay money.
Because theoretically, they can get you more money back because they know the.
But again, because it should all like it shouldn't be like that. It should just be like this is what you owe, and it's automatically taken out.
Well, I did it through TurboTax to start because they had all my previous information, but I was also going to run it through the free Tax USA.
Yeah.
But now at this point, fuck that. I have a general idea of what we're going to owe without doing all the write-offs that I did not put in yet because I did where I did the like, you know, the childcare shit and stuff, but like the some of the other stuff I didn't do, I don't think it's going to bring it down that much. So at least now I have an idea. I don't have to go panicking about it. And I can hire somebody to help.
Yeah.
So the end. Anyway, here we are. March 5th. Another Super Tuesday. Come and gone.
Yeah, indeed.
The last Super Tuesday. The last Super Tuesday was a shit show.
Yeah, nice sticker, Shandy.
Thanks.
Ooh, very patriotic one.
Yeah. Well, I am in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Amanda, don't in New York, is that the state that has like the little girl like won the design contest for the I voted stickers? I saw a news article about that.
I feel
that.
Like New York City always has like their own stickers because I feel like they always look different when I see like other people posting their I voted stickers. I don't know. I'm in it for the pens, really. I don't pay as much attention to the stickers. I'm there for the pens. They're
well, we know that.
Pens. Love them.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I just remember last Super Tuesday was right before the shit hit the fan with COVID and Elizabeth Warren was losing and I cried. And then I spent like 4 days editing all of my tears out.
Man.
And that was
man.
To date, the worst editing I've ever had to do. And then I had to re-listen to my grief.
And then we had a global pandemic.
And then we had a global pandemic.
Well, that was like really, that was like 10 days before everything shut down.
Oh, what a great time to be alive.
What a great time to.
How much history we've lived through.
Good Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Truly. Well, I say this to Daniel all the time that I'm like, I'm really excited for like the future historian that's going to write like the historical tome about millennials. And like the era of millennials, because I feel like we get shit on now, but like our life experience is, when taken in its totality, I feel like is going to be fascinating.
Oh, yeah. We lived through the Y2K crisis, then the recession. Then
well, I mean, 9/11, when we were like 9/11, just coming into adulthood. Like
freshman year is Columbine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we entered the workforce at the recession.
Exactly.
We were like becoming
the housing
parents,
crisis, really.
Housing crisis. We're becoming parents during the pandemic. Like, I feel like every single big moment in history in our lifetime have like hit
directly
like,
impacted us.
Exactly. So, like, I'm,
how many of? Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, that was it.
Oh, yeah, like because even like if you go back to 9/11, how many of our classmates or people in our generation went off to war, like as soon as they left
high school,
and then the next 20 years of generations. But like think about it that way.
Yeah. So like so y'all shit on millennials now, but we are effing interesting.
Yeah. You know we killed your fucking chain restaurant, so take that.
Yes.
Right. back avocado toast.
Yeah. Love avocado toast. I really do, though. Yeah. So you're right. These are the days of our lives.
Yeah.
What do you think they would write, like a book or a movie or something about the millennial experience? Because who knows what the fuck else is going to happen.
I feel like I had a title for it once, too. I should go look through my journals and see if I wrote it down. I feel like I had a title.
Okay.
Do have one of the best names of generations, though, too. I feel like you can do a lot with that.
Yeah.
What, millennials?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was the book cover. Maybe it was something with like an avocado toast, but like the avocado is all like a mashup of like all the historical crap we went through.
Oh, like the toast is mashed with like that stuff?
Yeah. Maybe so that's what it wasn't the title. I had the cover art.
Are we like the guacamole generation?
Yeah. Just like a bunch of shit all mashed together.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So anybody else have anything? What's good in the hood? What's good in the hood? We outlived that phrase.
Or did we, apparently?
Well, you're me to bring it back. We tried to make fetch happen.
Yeah, I think we did.
I think we did too.
Yep. Peel the skinny jeans off our cold dead bodies.
Fuck yes. Or in your case, Amanda, high-waisted skinny jeans.
Oh yeah. I bought another pair of jeans that were like loose fitting, and I was like, no, I like my skinny jeans better. I feel like these jeans are a waste of money. I don't get it.
Well, I live in Costco jeans, and really I live in leggings now, so. Which I'm happy about. I love it. Yeah. Anybody else? Anybody have anything exciting going on?
Cool. Not really.
Sorry, I'm really thinking. I'm like, no.
You guys are delayed for me again. Let me come out and go back and come back in because I can't even tell when you're thinking or not. So hold on. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, no, I am actually delayed today.
That wasn't the commute. That's
me.
Double delay.
I'm just delayed. Everything's moving a little slower.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No, not at all.
Okay. So in my absence, did we think of anything?
Not really.
No. I've got a 2 almost 3-year-old that's like leaning into the 3-nager really hard. Everything. Everything is no and tears. It's like, I just said you had to wash your hands. We got home. You just have to wash your hands. I don't know why this is a 20-minute stop test. Just wash your hands.
Yeah. So, you're 5 weeks away from 3.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's wild.
If we make it. The toot is so real. It's not even a toot. Like mad about everything. She just gets like sad and starts crying and it's just like, no, I don't want to do anything.
Oh.
Like, now you're making me sad.
Oh, that is sad.
Just anything I ask you to do, just do it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I wish I had advice for you, but it's I haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah. Sounds like it doesn't get any better. So I guess I just have to like suck it up and buckle in.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know. My sister reads parenting books and does okay. I've lost a headphone. I'm falling apart. Hold on.
I always feel like I want to read parenting books, but then I was like, but not at the expense of like reading books I actually want to read. You know, like I have such a limited amount of time and mental energy for reading that I'm like, do I really want to like make that time like homework?
Right, for sure.
So it's this weird push-pull. I'd like to be the kind of person that reads parenting books. But right now I'm the kind of person that reads the Britney Spears book.
Oh, nice. How is it?
It's so poorly written, but it's so utterly captivating.
All right. I'm into that.
I'm popping up from the floor to say that's what I heard.
It is like, not like it's even writing. Like it is really like she just dictated it to like a recorder and then transcribed.
Like, and published.
And published. Like that's what it feels like. And like, so once you get into like the fact that like it's very conversational and like very bad writing, the story is just so captivating and so like, it's such a window into like her psyche and like how she saw what was going on around her. And like some of it is like, you know, it'll just be like this vapid like nonsense that all of a sudden she'll like hit you with something. You're like, oh, that is like really profoundly true. And then she'll just go back to like vapid stupidness.
I'll be like, got it.
This really like serious, like really like deep point. And like it's just, it's wild. It's a wild ride.
I think that's why people are pushing the Michelle Williams audio version of it.
Yeah, I would imagine that's probably much easier to digest because it's like the writing is so like she is just speaking and like someone is just transcribing what she's saying. Mm. That's really what how it reads.
Yeah.
Nice. Speaking of books, I started Bored and Brilliant that Maggie recommended.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Got it at my local library.
Oh, yes. Mine was a library book too.
Nice.
I put a bunch of things on hold because everybody said, you know, it takes a long time to get books. And then I got like three books at once and I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, this is hard. On. This is really
I'm definitely hard. Not reading a book.
But you can renew. And then sometimes, you know, like you'll get a book and you just renew it a couple of times and you just still haven't even cracked the cover and you just have to give it back. And then you'll just borrow it again another time.
Yeah.
It's okay too.
Yeah. I'm new. I'm new to libraries. I'm like trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But yes. Bored and Brilliant. You're liking it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm definitely liking it so far. It's like a lot of stuff I feel like, I mean, it's from 2017 and I keep thinking about that, how that was like not very long ago, but also very long ago.
Yes.
And so far it's like, you know, certain things that like we all know anyway, but it's, I'm just at the very beginning. I'm excited for her to get into a little bit more of like the science and stuff. And if there's any good ideas along the way.
Nice.
She talks about in the very first, again, like I only read a handful of pages, but she talks about like some, and it's like backed up by a study, but how having the phone, having your cell phone like visible during a conversation makes the conversation like less, makes the people connect less basically. And she said she used to turn her phone over, but even just like the presence of the phone being there has this effect.
Yeah.
So, which I could totally see. And she's like very much an advocate of like, if you're, you know, if you need to be available for somebody to get a hold of you, then whatever, like that's potentially your reality at that point. But if you're not, and you want to have an actual conversation with someone, then like you have to put it physically off, not on your body and not on the table, so like in your purse or something.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just interesting that it has to be like that far removed, but it's, I mean, it makes sense in your pocket. Like you can feel it vibrate.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
And immediately, like you're immediately pulled out of the conversation.
Yeah. So I will report back next week. Hopefully I will have read more.
Nice.
Yeah. Let us know. Both of you report back and all books.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about the Britney Spears, because it is like so poorly written, it's a very fast read, so like I'm really kind of, and because it's also so freaking interesting that like I'm peeling through it, so I think I'll be done by next week. And also I have two other library books I have to get through, so I really step on it.
I want to read it or listen to it. I have such a list of things, although I got off the wait list on Libby for one of the books that Melody recommended.
Which one?
Hold on. One of the one that's the trilogy written by the dude.
Yes. With the kind of funny last
name. Neil Schusterman stuff. It was the first
the
one.
I could not figure out how to spell it. So I was so glad I had to wait for the show notes because I was like, I don't know how I'm going to spell this.
Yes. Oh no. Did I get the first one? Oh, I think I got off for the second one. Mm. And I did a deliver later option so I could kind of stall some time to, you know,
while you waited for the first one to become
I waited for the first one to be ready. yeah, so that was that. But again, I've still got tons of books that I haven't read in general, so I got to get on that too. But anyway,
yeah, this concludes the broadcast book club edition.
Lots of promises.
Yeah.
Hey, the Oscars are this weekend. Amanda, I know you watched a lot of the movies.
A fair amount. I've done okay.
If I had like to watch two movies beforehand, before the ceremony, which two would you recommend?
Well, I mean, do you want to watch one that you think someone's actually going to win, or you just want to watch a good movie?
I want to watch a good movie.
We actually went to the theater and we saw American Fiction over the weekend.
I was supposed to see that.
It was great. It was between that and Poor Things, but the Poor Things showing didn't work out with the time we had available to go to the movie. So that is really good. It's that one and Oppenheimer are the two I haven't seen that I feel like I probably should have seen, given that the buzz around those and the fact that, you know, those two are probably going to clean up some of the major categories. Oh, yeah. But American Fiction was really, really, really great. I highly recommend. Turns out Daniel had actually read the book that it was based off of way back when.
No way.
So when he saw the trailer, he's like, wait, no. Okay. This was a book. I read this. And he's like, I always thought they should make a movie out of it.
Ah.
But yeah. It was great. You know, Jeffrey Wright is
awesome.
It's awesome. And apparently this is only the second movie he's ever started. Because I always just think of him as
a lead actor.
Right. Yeah. But I guess he did a Basquiat movie when he was younger with Benicio del Toro was in it, because we went to see it at Nighthawk, which is the indie Brooklyn Alamo.
Gotcha.
And they always have those sort of quirky snippets and curated stuff before the movie, and they had a clip of this Basquiat movie that Jeffrey Wright did.
Hmm. Oh,
but it's
cool.
I just always think of him as just an actor that has done everything, and I'm like, really, he's only ever done one other movie, headlined one other movie. But it was great. I highly recommend.
Cool. All right, maybe I'll check that out. And then what was the other one?
I saw Past Lives last weekend, which was awesome.
I remember really, you really liked that.
Really, really beautiful. We watched Naiad.
What is Naiad?
Yeah. Okay. Naiad was really, really good. If you're looking for just something to make you feel inspired and.
Yes. Agreed.
Okay. And then what are the plots of those movies?
Naiad is about Diana Naiad, the long distance swimmer. It's probably still the only human to swim from Cuba to Key West.
Dang.
And it's about her journey. And she did it at she attempted six times or something. Uh-huh. And she finally accomplished it at 64 years old.
Super awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it's Annette Bening as Diana Naiad, and Jodie Foster plays her best friend coach.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's great. It's a really pretty movie, and it's very inspiring. It's good.
Okay, cool. And then what about Past Lives? I mean, I can assume it's probably something to do with reincarnation, maybe?
You would think, but it is not.
Okay, then what is it about?
So it is about, and I think actually in some award ceremonies, it's been nominated under foreign language categories because it's half in English, half in Korean.
Okay.
And it follows, what's the actress's name? Greta Lee, is that right? She plays the friend in Russian Doll.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
They're like, happy birthday,
baby. Yeah.
Her.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
She
yeah,
plays
yeah.
like the main character, and she emigrates from Korea as a tween girl, as a 12-year-old girl to Canada. But when she was growing up in Korea, sort of puppy love with this young man, and they lose touch when her family moves to Canada, and then they reconnect as young adults. in like 2012, and like the movie just kind of follows them like when they reconnect, and then again like as true adults, and like so this idea of like past lives of like
The relationships you have with people based on like the period of the life that you're on in, or I guess right. I should just let you finish. Okay.
I mean essentially that, like, you know, that you know, and there was some like they keep hearkening back to there's some saying in Korean about in your past lives you have to have had like I'm not saying the number correctly, but like 7,000 interactions in order to be married in this life.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's sort of this idea of like, you know, in our past lives, clearly, like we haven't gotten there yet.
Right. And that's like fascinating.
This missed opportunities and how life sort of takes you on different paths. And but it's really beautiful. It's a really like beautifully shot and like slow and pretty and.
Okay. I will check that out as well. I really still want to. I know I shit on it earlier, said I didn't want to see it, but I do now. I'm kind of won over to want to see Holdovers as well.
I did see Holdovers, loved that one too. Man, see, we really did a good job this year. We really did a good
job.
You
guys did a great job. You still have to do Oppenheimer, though.
You still have to do Oppenheimer. That and what? Killers of the Flower Moon. It's like those long movies, like harder to do at home. You'd think they'd be easier to do at home, but like the temptation to like pause it and go to the potty or whatever. But then it's like, I feel like once you pause a movie, it's hard to like.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you pause it and you see like, you know, remaining like 2 hours and 7 minutes. You're like, I've already watched the fucking number of this.
I don't have that kind of time.
How long are the credits? Yeah. I don't know if I'll do Killers of the Flower Moon. Jay wants to watch it, so we will get there eventually. But I think, yeah. All right, maybe I'll do whatever you said. I'll listen when you're editing, when I'm in.
Yeah.
Watch those.
Holdovers was also very good. I think that both Holdovers and Past Lives we rented.
Okay.
On Prime.
Okay. Which I have a shitload of digital credits.
There you go. Yeah, and they're like, I feel like this year, I feel like in years past, like Oscar movies, like leading up to the Oscars were like very expensive to rent. And like this year, they were like the going rate. So like,
really?
I think that's also why we were able to watch more.
Okay. Interesting. Because yeah, usually they're like, what, $19.99 or something to rent those big movies?
Right. And these were like $5.99. So you're like still cheaper than going to the theater. So
exactly. Yeah. Easier to justify.
$19.99. Okay, cool. That's like more expensive than just fucking buying this shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The hell.
But I think that was like back in an era where they still wanted to get you to the movie theater. And I feel like now I feel like they're kind of like, whatever. We also own the streaming platform. So we're getting your dollars, whatever. So like, and we're losing money on this streaming platform anyway, so who cares?
Who cares? Yeah. And there isn't rates anyway. The people that need their bonuses are getting their bonuses.
Yep.
Okay. So keeping in the theme with human theme with movies, I had found from last week this thing, the weird, random, and obscure film to watch with friends. Okay. This was from a tweet from February 16th by writer, director, actress Julia Marchese. And she had asked, what's a super rad obscure movie that you can almost guarantee most folks haven't seen that would amaze and delight your friends at movie night? Go weird.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So let's see. The first one is... Highway to Hell.
Never heard of it.
So Highway to Hell is from 1991. It has Chad Lowe and Christy Swanson, aka the original Buffy. A young couple on their way to Las Vegas to tie the knot, only to experience a major obstacle when Rachel is kidnapped and taken to hell so she can marry Satan instead. Charlie must do everything he can to rescue her in the film Highway to Hell.
Mythological.
Yeah, right.
That sounds very weird. Let's see. What's the next one? The next one is a movie called Upgrade with Tom Hardy. It's a Brian De Palma film. There's no description, so we're just going to keep going.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry, guys. Okay. The next one is a movie called Streets of Fire with Michael Paré, Diane Lane, Rick Moranis, and William Dafoe. it is from 1982.
Okay.
And let's see.
Rick Moranis and Willem Dafoe in the same movie.
In the same movie. Yeah.
It does definitely.
I'm here for it.
I know. It's like I want to see it.
It's called Streets of Fire, and it's a rock and roll movie. A rock and roll fable.
Sold.
Let's see.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
The next one is a 1989 movie. Maybe we saw this as a child, called Meet the Feebles. And it looks like it was a Peter Jackson movie. It was a very twisted horror movie, so we did not watch this as children.
No, sure didn't.
That made you think, what the hell am I watching?
All right.
If you've ever wondered what the Muppets would be like if they were the complete opposite of family friendly and had no act right whatsoever, this film would do everything and anything and everything to answer that question. There's only a couple more. Don't worry. This one was a lot weirder than I thought it was going to be. The next one is Miracle Mile, which I've heard of that one. Miracle Mile. I feel like Jay or Jack have talked about that one, but it's with Anthony Edwards and Mare Winnington. They were married in real life. And it's a love story. They fall in love and connect right before the world is about to end in a nuclear holocaust.
Oh, my.
Oh, there you go. Maybe Miracle Mile. Maybe I'm thinking of, is there like a sports thing, Miracle Mile?
Hold maybe. On. I mean, I immediately went like, oh, like a sports movie?
Let's see. Miracle Mile film. No, it's a film. It's a deli. What is considered the Miracle Mile? Okay, there we go. Los Angeles, something in LA's most desirable areas. Okay. So I have, maybe that's what I Miracle Mile.
Yeah, there was like some TV show in the 90s, probably a game show or something. It's like filmed, you know, the gorgeous Miracle Mile. It's like very clear in my head and I couldn't tell you what it's connected to. But it's like you say Miracle Mile and I hear some like announcer on like a TV show.
Oh, yeah, I kind of agree. Like I can hear that. Yeah, in my head.
Right. I couldn't attach it to anything, but it's like it's like this fragment of a very clear memory.
This next one, and there's only like two left, so I'll put everybody out of their misery really soon.
Hopefully one of them will be something where one of us is like, oh, yes, I have seen that.
I don't know. I kind of want to watch the nuclear holocaust rom-com. But this next one is called Rubber. Rubber is about a tire that comes to life and kills anyone.
Oh, my
anyone
God,
who
yes.
You've seen it? This?
So I actually haven't seen this, but Frank, it was a suggestion of one of our friends and Frank was watching it. And I think maybe we were watching it in bed. And so I was like sleeping. I was like, I'm out. But I caught glimpses of it. Frank really liked
with
it.
Your dreams.
No, but Frank really liked it. I saw some. And I asked him the next day and I was like, I'm never going to watch this probably. So just spoil it. Like, it's fine. But well, he would recommend it.
Okay, there's a link to the trailer, and like in the thumbnail for the trailer, it's got a quote from a woman, what's the word? A critic from LA Weekly, and the quote is "batshit wonderful."
Batshit wonderful.
Yeah, I love that. And then finally, we have let's see. A James Gunn movie called, what the fuck is the name of it? Super Official. Okay. Wow. Oh no. Super Official trailer. It's called Super. It's a perverse take on the superhero genre starring Rainn Wilson, Elliot Page, Liv Tyler, and Kevin Bacon.
Oh my God. That sounds great.
This actually sounds vaguely familiar. When did this come out?
2010.
Super official trailer.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like maybe, I don't think I actually saw this, but I feel like it maybe was something that, like, for work we were working, you know, pitching it or something. I don't know. But it sounds okay. Really familiar.
I am kind of interested, but it sort of sounds like what The Boys would be, or because what's the other one? Umbrella Academy, like fucked up superheroes.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
But it has a good cast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's that. And Elliot Page is in Umbrella Academy.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Anyway, there were some honorable mentions that do not have descriptions. Shout if you've heard any of these. Mm. Digstown, Attack the Block, Barton Fink, John Dies at the End. I think I have heard of that one. Mm. A Town Called Panic, Krull, Shakes the Clown, Night of the Comet, Delicatessen, Nighthawk.
Yes, that's a yeah. Possibility.
Oh, okay.
Oh. So it's the same director who directed Amelie, if I oh, remember no way. Correctly.
Ah.
Is it weird? Obviously, yes. If it's on this list.
Yeah. Let's just say what they're eating, what they're cooking up at that delicatessen isn't pork.
Ew, gross.
Mm.
Red Rock West, Troll Hunter, and then there's a whole bunch more. So, cool. I don't know if that's inspired anybody, but I hope that if you've heard of any of those movies, it inspires you to write us about them. Mm-hmm. Don't make Matt do all the heavy lifting here. Thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. Let us know. Yeah. And let us know if you're watching the super official trailer for any of them. With our super official podcast.
Right. I feel like now I want to write the treatment for super official trailer. Like as the yes. name of a movie.
That would be pretty epic, right? Right.
What would yes. that even be about? I would love to figure out what it's about.
We can workshop this.
I think we should.
Yeah, like trailer, there's many different kinds of trailers. So.
Yeah. Yeah. A broadcast joint.
Yes. If I'm trying to think, like, if the microphones are rocking, please come and knock in. No, that doesn't work. She said trailer.
Okay, I get it.
Anyway, okay.
You're on super official trailer business. It's classified.
I kind of want to call this episode super official trailer, yes. Super official trailer business. Okay. So look at that. That was pretty weird, and it ended okay.
landed the plane, landed the trailer. Yeah.
Oh, the story of my life. Oh, this is awkward. How can I make this better? All right. On that note, let's make a quick break. When we come back, we have some feedback to do. All right, everybody. We are back. We're ready to get into some feedback here on this wonderful show that we have going on. we don't have any do we have facey back? We don't have any facey back. We have a Master She Said, and we have three emails. So what do we want to start with? Emails or Master She Said?
I say emails.
Yes.
All right, let's do it. The first email.
All right, Kate writes in the year of the cat. Hi, Brads. You are having quite the year of the cat. Little Vivian, dear Captain, precious Lena, and the birthday black cat. Aww. Also, just a shout out to Gabby, I'm going to add. But yes. Also, happy birthday to all. Mine was also in February. Happy birthday, Kate.
Happy birthday.
February.
Are you close? Who are you closer to, yeah. me or Shandy?
Let us know. Kate continues, my year of the frog was indeed hopping back out into the world and returning to the ground to recoup and self-care. I've named my 2024 the year of the scarab beetle. Hard, bright, shiny shell while still soft inside.
Mm. I saw the marbles. I know what that's about.
My goals are to get out into the world with bravery and confidence, to be my full self outside of my home.
Love that.
For me, I've just accepted a new job. I'd love to hear.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'd love to hear about your experiences starting new jobs. Any tips? I love the song Le Vie en Rose. Weirdly, it's the song I know I want played at my funeral one day, along with Dancing Queen by ABBA. Ah.
Love that. No notes.
Fun, if morbid question though, do you have a song you'd want at your funeral? Wishing you all a great spring, Kate.
Kate, are you okay if I steal those songs for my funeral? It's a great like 1-2 punch. I think that's great.
I'll play what she's playing.
Right, I'll play what she's playing.
Yeah, I've honestly never thought about it, but I like that. So I'll have to think if I can figure out what to play. As for new jobs, that's exciting. Congratulations. And you know what? A new job, because you talked about like being your true self, a new job is a great time to like do that, because these people don't know you. So you can like just show up as you.
Yep. Be the you you want to be.
Yeah.
I'll totally bring a notebook.
I feel that sometimes, like when I was at choir the other day and like all the ladies around me are like talking about church this and church that, and it's like I don't want to be like overly aggressive or anything, but it kind of it bothers me that they're assuming that I'm also a church person.
Just because you're a choir person?
Just because I'm a Southern person. Just because I'm an American person. Just because I'm a person. That's something that I've struggled with here. And it's like, at what point do I say, like, I don't fucking go to church, I'm an atheist, without, you know, sounding abrasive like that. But also, yeah, and they don't mean anything by it, but it's just like, stop assuming everyone around you is. But I get that, like the hesitation of being yourself. How do you do it? Try it. Your work.
Yeah, I get it too.
It's like an easier said than done thing sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
But you will do it, Kate. Yeah.
Like,
and we're here for
you. And like Shandy said, you know, new start, clean slate.
Exactly.
Just make sure you lock them all out of your social media until you know if you like them or not.
Yeah. Or just never add them. Even if you do like them, you just never know.
Man. That's true too.
Yeah.
Work life, life. I don't know.
Sometimes keep them separate.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, thanks. I didn't answer because I don't know. I want to come up with my own answer. You know what? Why don't you guys just throw on American Pie and jam for 10 minutes in my honor? I love that song.
I like it.
Yeah.
Thanks. You know, I probably could come up with, I could workshop something better, but you know.
You know, and it can be an evolving thing. You can
exactly.
Like,
you know. I would have to edit all that out, and I don't.
Yeah. You know, it's like you adjust the playlist for a party. It's not just like, you can adjust the playlist as you go.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Next. Thank you, Kate. We appreciate it. Write in. Let us write in some suggestions. What do you? All right. I got a question for all of you, but specifically Kate and specifically everybody. What songs do you think that they should play at each of our funerals?
Ooh. More fun question.
More fun question. I put the work back on you.
Better question even.
Exactly. Love this. Also, please let us know how the job's going.
Yes.
Congrats again.
Oh, and I would say actually my actual advice for starting a new job is make like a really concentrated effort on learning people's names.
Yes. Again, yes. The notebook. Write everything down. The notebook, including people's names. Maybe a little description about like what they look like and what they do.
Yeah.
Because I find like figuring out the structure of a company, a new company, can be a little tricky. And also you meet a lot of people, like, I feel like in rapid succession when you start a new job and then they kind of, they forget that, like, you've just met a lot of people.
They've just met one person.
Right. So they remember you and, like, you know, so
they probably saw your name in email before you even arrived. So
so just make yourself a little cheat sheet in a notebook, write all that stuff down. Even if you think you'll remember it, just write it down anyway.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And ask questions, because people love talking about themselves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that gives you also an opportunity to say again their name, which will help you remember it.
Yes. And you can associate things like, oh, that's the weirdo that likes mayo on their pancakes or something.
What I like to do with new hires is, like, I'll schedule meetings with other departments, particularly, like, remote worlds where, you know, like, we aren't just running into people and you can't just, like, walk them around and, like, introduce them. I, like, schedule meetings with departments and have little meet and greets with, like,
clever.
So, like, everybody, their meeting is, like, part of, like, one group, so that, you know, it's a little easier to,
right.
Nice. You know, and they can talk about what that group does and how they'll be interfacing. I think if you're someone that, like, likes to have a lot of contact with your supervisor, like, setting up, like, a standing check-in with your supervisor while you're, like, so you can, like, talk through questions as, like, things come up as you're getting acclimated.
Yes, but also, you know, get to know the feel too, because there are definitely some people that don't like to be, you know, like, I don't know. Okay, forget it. You know what I mean? Like, some people get very like, ew, why are you asking so many questions? You don't know how to do your job, but I don't want to, like, freeze it.
Then they shouldn't be a boss.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's part of your job.
Unfortunately, there are lots of bosses who shouldn't be bosses.
That is very true. That is very true.
That's a good point.
And I hope yours is a good one, Kate. Because it really affects your life.
Yeah. I know this has devolved quickly and I did it. I'm sorry.
I hope you have a millennial supervisor, because apparently we are much more compassionate and in and better to work for. So hopefully you have a millennial supervisor.
Yes. I wish that for you as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
And let us know.
Let us know. The next email is from Mandy, and Mandy screens caps us a calendar alert that we asked her to put in episode H23, which I believe was our New Year's resolution, our last episode of 2023. And it was, my guess is Gott has not made a resolution. Now, if you recall, David Gott said that his resolution was not to make a resolution until his birthday or something like that. And his birthday is on St. Patrick's Day.
It's a coming up.
So, did you make it, David Gott, if you're listening, did you make your resolution?
Let us know.
Let us know.
We're curious.
Also upcoming, and this is not for next week, but the week after, Irish Wish comes out on Friday, March 15th, and we're watching it.
Irish Wish.
Irish Wish.
And wasn't there another one that we were going to watch with it? Shit. Rye Lane.
Yeah.
Rye Lane, which is on my list. I found it, and so I am going to watch that too. So, yes. Oh, I did watch a rom-com last week called Set It Up. It's from 2019, and it has that dude that's in the new one, Glenn Powell. He was from Top Gun Maverick, and he's also in the rom-com that just came out with Sydney Sweeney. That's I'm blanking on the name of it, but it's like a remake of some Shakespeare shit. You know, I hate Shakespeare shit. So,
okay.
Anyway,
that guy from that movie.
Anyone but you. Anyway, you would know Glenn Powell if you saw his face. If you saw it, because he was in Top Gun Maverick. So if you saw that movie or any promo for that, you would know who he is. So it's him and Zoe. She is Leah Thompson's daughter, and I kept thinking she was familiar the whole movie, and then when I went to the Wikipedia on the movie after it was over and looked her up, I was like, oh, that's right, she is exactly like Leah Thompson because it's her daughter. It was super cute though. It also had Lucy Liu and Taye Diggs.
Looking at Pete Davidson is apparently also in this movie.
Yes, he plays Glenn Powell's gay roommate. It's very funny. Oh. It's Pete Davidson. It's really cute. I totally recommend it if you're looking for something, you know, easy and fun to watch. And it was funny. And they have really good chemistry. So
nice.
Yeah. But anyway, back to David Gott. Let us know. Did you make your resolution? And what is it? Mm. And then our final email is an update from Andy.
All right. I think that leaves it to me. This work week in Andy's virginity. Hey, broads. Yes, thankfully the new coworker, or should I just say coworker, since she's been here for almost 6 months, and I get along well. I know, 6 months went by fast. We seem to have similar personalities, which is a significant improvement from the last person. On that note, when I was looking for a plug for my computer, I found I still have the note I used to keep track of all the times I caught the old one sleeping, which was 47 for the listeners who forgot. I forgot. 47 is like a stupid high number.
It is a stupid high number.
Oh my God. The job is the same. My boss pulled me aside and asked if I would be interested in taking a position in another department that's opening up. Sounds like the job is not the same. I know I should probably take it, especially with the lack of options I've been seeing on job postings, but I'm not sure. It's stirring up a lot of my anxieties about job hunting. She's been pressing me more about my self-evaluation, where I said I wasn't looking to be challenged by my work and I don't want to wind up saying something I can't take back. She's given me a few days to think about the position, so I'll let you know what I tell her. As much as I don't want to get further invested here, I may wind up at least dipping my toe in to see if it works for me. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
Andy, take it. This is the universe giving it to you. Take it and ask for a raise with it.
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
And yes. I understand, I get that you're trying to leave your current job, but if you're going to be there anyway, you might as well be learning something new and adding something to your resume.
Agreed.
While you continue to look for something else.
Agreed. It's like the job market is really volatile right now. So you've got a new opportunity right there on a platter. Yeah. Take it for now. It's fine for now.
Yep.
You can still look for other jobs even when you start this new job. Yep. And if it makes you anxious to do both at the same time, then it's okay to put the job hunt on hold for a month and see if this one's going to work out or not. Mm-hmm. It's totally okay.
Yeah, I agree.
But that's exciting. Congratulations on even being asked.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, because they could have asked anyone else and they asked you. So clearly they see something in you and they think you can do the task. So I say, take a leap, friend.
Indeed. And let us know next week. Indeed.
Yes. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
All right. And then I guess we will finish this show up with a very long That's What She Said.
Okay. So Matt explains, so sorry, last week I forgot to paste the That's What She Said. So here's two episodes of hashtag That's What She Said.
Double the pleasure, baby.
Ooh, everybody take a sip of water. Get ready.
Get hydrated.
Get hydrated. Let me stretch out. All right, let's do it.
Roll out those shoulders, baby.
Okay. And we're off.
All right.
We're running out of parts to shave.
You haven't even circled third base towards home yet.
What's that from?
Stupid I said.
They were rubbing them down and then putting them back. Oh, that was the cats.
Man, these are really good. It might happen a lot quicker than I thought.
We still need to figure out if we're doing one or two.
There's things around the pole.
If you're really into it, like really hardcore, you could probably spend a lot on equipment.
I'm sure there are people who are super intense about it, but it was more like fun and we were having a drink while we were doing it.
I think you need to be looking at it to make that connection.
Mandy's doing that for us.
Mm. We're going to wrap this up even quicker than I thought.
Like all rides, at some point, you want to get off.
I got two more to go, so be careful.
I have a special visitor guest already on my lap.
You're doing it so cutely.
You don't have to do that one, Matt. Shandy beat you to it. She said in third person.
All she's doing is putting her face all the way up to it like this.
I just want to make sure it's a good fit.
She's doing great with laps.
What are you looking at, weirdo? Get out from under the table.
I think I said that in the background of when I was chasing it, because I didn't cut any of that out.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
Because you guys' commentary on my commentary was good. She gets very good with me when we're one-on-one.
I bet she does.
We soaked a lot.
I'll let you guys finish first.
That's why it came up this way, that way.
You have to activate it before you go downstairs.
I got a hand free to do something else.
I just got both of those, and that was really funny. She can do it with one hand because it's so small.
I will not go bigger.
You don't have to. I didn't realize we could do any of that anyway.
I have directly benefited from tips.
Also, I feel like everyone from now on is going to be a special visitor guest.
In my lap.
Special visitor guest.
So good. We're funny. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you did those all at once, Matt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Told a story.
It really did.
Of a super official trailer business.
Super official trailer business with our special
visitor. We do in our super official trailer. All right.
You a special visitor guest to the superficial trailer business?
Yes. Yeah. Your treatment writes itself, Amanda.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that note, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Thanks, ladies, for carving out your evening once again. If anybody has any feedback, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or give us a call, 331-276-2373. Thank you to the patrons, especially the ones that contribute at a certain level, and that'd be Eckhart Ricknert, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Poopyhead Mailman. If you'd like to become a patron, patreon.com/jayandjack. It helps all the shows out on the network. And right now we have the Rimblecast After Dark, us, obviously, and Survivor with Jamie, Jack, and Colleen is back.
Yay.
And Amazing Race will be back next week, when I believe it starts the 13th, is what Jack had said. So that will be back next week, whenever the show airs, whatever. You know what I mean, guys. Shani, what'd you think of the 2-hour premiere? Because we have another 2-hour episode very long. Tomorrow. It was too long.
That's very long.
It was boring.
It was fun to see the new cast. I didn't do any of the pregame stuff, and I never caught up on your guys' pregame episode or anyone else's pregame episode. So I just went in totally, totally fresh.
Cool.
So, I mean, if nothing else, the long episode allowed me to learn.
The person that went home really should have gone home. That was terrible.
I still need to listen to their exit interview because I am curious.
I am curious too because they threw a little tantrum on the way out.
Mm.
Yeah.
I just thought, I feel bad for people now. And I just kind of felt bad for him because, like,
he thought he was gonna be a legend after the first vote.
Yeah.
And he was, but for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
All right. Enough Survivor talk. If you want to hear more of that, you can check us out on Survivor with Jamie, Jack, and Colleen. And maybe Shani will join me and Jamie for a bonus episode again.
Yes. So much fun. Yes. Let's do
that. All right. On that note, though, everyone, have a wonderful rest of your evening, day, night, morning, whenever you're listening to us. And we'll see you next week. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.